WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Just four people are currently being held at the controversial U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement processing facility in West Suburban Broadview. At a hearing today, a Justice Department attorney said the population inside that ICE facility has dwindled from nearly 150 people 2 weeks ago. U.S. District Judge Robert Gettleman is presiding over a lawsuit challenging the conditions inside the Broadview facility, where recent testimony revealed cramped and unsanitary conditions. The U.S. House has voted to admonish Illinois U.S. Representative Jesus Chuy Garcia for the way he announced his retirement. Nearly two dozen Democrats joined more than 200 Republicans in voting yes. My colleague Alex Degman reports this measure came from fellow Democrat Washington State Representative Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. Garcia confirmed his decision after the filing period had closed and only his chief of staff, Patty Garcia, had submitted enough signatures to run. On the House floor, Glusenkamp-Perez called that subversion.
If you're not going to run, you don't get to choose your successor, no matter how noble the work you have done beforehand.
Garcia said he's been in public service for 40 years and wants to spend more time with his family.
When a colleague chooses his family, that shouldn't be a moment for division. It should be a moment for understanding and unity.
The measure rankled some Democrats who say they wanted to project unity at the end of the government shutdown. Starting tomorrow, Illinois residents can store their driver's license or state ID on their iPhone wallet. Secretary of State Alexi Giannoulia says residents can pull up their IDs on their iPhones or Apple Watches and present them in person and online, and that includes TSA checkpoints at O'Hare and Midway airports. Giannoulia says millions of Illinois residents will benefit.
Your ID now lives securely in the same place that you already tap to pay for groceries, present a boarding pass for a flight, or enter a concert, all protected by the same cutting-edge privacy and encryption technology that you trust every day on the devices that you already love.
The program will soon expand to Google and Samsung wallets for Android users. Amid issues like state and federal funding cuts, rising grocery prices, and job insecurity, some Chicago restaurants are stepping up to help. Sun-Times food contributor Jimena Beltran-Quanq says local restaurants are our first line of defense for feeding our community and says supporting these businesses puts your money to work in places that need it.
When you spend local, that money stays in the community longer. There are studies that show this. It circulates longer than if it goes through corporate. So by purchasing a meal in these places, your money is actually going to work in many of these spots.
Jimena has written a guide to alternative Thanksgiving meals that will help support local businesses, and you can avoid some cooking during this next holiday. You're listening to The Rundown. 150 U.S. Border Patrol agents who rattled Chicago for 2 months have now moved on to North Carolina. But the Trump administration says its deportation blitz here continues. And the Sun-Times reports a bigger border control group could be here by March. Some law enforcement experts say what they've seen so far, from tear gas to car chases, has been out of control. My colleague Chip Mitchell has this report.
On a warm day last month on the northwest side, Funston Elementary School teacher Liza Perez took her lunch break and headed across the street for tacos. Suddenly, she saw some unmarked SUVs with masked agents inside. She had just had some training on what to do.
So I immediately pulled out my whistle and I just started trying to record.
A man on a motor scooter blocked one of the SUVs. Perez kept her eye on an agent inside. She could tell he was getting frustrated.
And then I saw him, like, lean back over the chair to grab something, and I saw the first can come out.
The agent threw a tear gas canister, then another. Agents also shot pepper balls, these plastic rounds that, upon impact, release powder, a chemical irritant.
I booked it. I just took off running back to school I turned around and I stopped to look. This whole area was full of just smoke.
Some students were outside for recess. Perez yelled to other teachers to get him back inside. Since the deportation blitz started September 8th, federal agents have used tear gas on 12 separate days. That's according to a WBEZ and Sun-Times analysis. Tear gas was one of 18 types of force we found in a review of hundreds of court filings, videos, and news reports. The feds have smashed at least 8 car windows and tackled dozens of suspects. They've used stun grenades, chokeholds, tasers, even live ammunition, twice. Altogether, we counted 76 Chicago-area incidents in which the feds used force. The agents who deployed the tear gas near Funston, that elementary school, a federal spokesperson says they showed restraint amid, quote, hundreds of agitators and anarchists. The spokesperson says the feds are taking reasonable and constitutional measures to protect agents and uphold the rule of law. But their tactics have often gone against best practices in law enforcement. Former Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says he supports the Border Patrol mission, but
I'm not a fan of their methods. There's things that I have problems with here, quite frankly.
Like all the tear gas. During his years as Chicago's top cop, McCarthy faced big rowdy protests, but he says he never allowed officers to use tear gas. McCarthy's also worried about how often the feds have chased cars. We counted 8 vehicle chases in the deportation campaign. 5 have led to crashes.
Sometimes people get killed. And if you're chasing somebody for a minor violation or for an administrative immigration warrant, it's probably not authorized based upon the national standards of policing.
The Trump administration has rolled back federal rules on the use of force and vehicle chases. This month, a U.S. district judge in Chicago said the use of force during the deportation blitz, quote, shocks the conscience. She's tried to put limits on when the feds can use force, but the government is appealing.
Yeah. In reality, it was very scary.
Within a half hour of the pepper balls and tear gas outside Funston Elementary School, Liza Perez was back in her classroom. She teaches 5th and 6th graders, some with parents who lack legal status to be in the U.S. Perez that afternoon could tell they were distracted.
It's a feeling of shock because then you start thinking the worst, like, is my mom going to pick me up after school? Is she still going to be here? You know, it's not okay. This shouldn't be what they're worried about.
Perez says what they should be worried about is their schoolwork. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
Weather today, cloudy and breezy, high in the low 40s. And then tonight, a chance of drizzle, a low near 40. And then for Wednesday, cloudy, high in the mid 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.